This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. And today we are finally talking about the season finale of Jess and Rob's relationship.
I don't know why I had this gut feeling that you were gonna start singing Friday by Rebecca Black in that moment. I just was imagining you doing like it's Friday, and then it didn't happen, and I gotta say I'm a little disappointed that you didn't pick up on that telepathic cue.
Well, you know what, I do randomly burst into song, but today I'm still not I feel fine, but I just like feel like not like 100%. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's because it's raining or whatever, but I feel like in my head, I don't know. But you would never know because I am a cheery little biatch on this Friday.
Okay. I do feel like we should get into Below Deck Med because this is a season where for the first time in a while, I feel like I'm actually excited for a Below Deck reunion.
How crazy is that?
Like, last season of regular Below Deck was literally just dominated by shitty men being shitty. And so then in the reunion, it was just like more shitty men being shitty. And I was kind of over it. Whereas this season, it's like, I want to see Tom and Malia. I want to see Jess and Rob. I want to see Hannah go at it with everyone. Like, I'm intrigued.
I'm actually only excited, to be honest, to see Hannah because we haven't seen her in weeks. So it's like going to be like nice to see her interacting. But like,
she looks like she's ready to have that baby any minute now.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Imagine we manifested and she has it today. That'd be amazing. But honestly, this season has been crazy. Like, speaking of Hannah, like, Hannah got fired. Bugsy came on. Yes. I feel like all this happened and we don't even remember that Bugsy wasn't even here at the beginning of the season.
I know.
Neither was Aisha. Neither is Kiko. Like, Kiko got fired. We had, like, 3 firings this season. And it's been a whirlwind, I should say. But
yeah, it's interesting. So this episode, not a lot, like, happens this episode because they're kind of just focused on wrapping everything up. Like, obviously we see Rob kind of going back and forth more about whether or not to do this crossing to the Bahamas. God. And ultimately we find out that he in fact did go on his trip to Bali with Jess. And
I really Aisha, couldn't believe it. I couldn't
Aisha
believe
was
it.
Very surprised when she found out, as was I.
And
it's actually really funny. So then after the episode, all 3 Stews were on Watch What Happens Live, Jess, Aisha, and Bugsy. And Jess says that, Andy asks Jess how long into the trip it was before they got into their first fight. And Jess shares that actually they got into a fight after getting off the boat before they even left for Bali because Rob tried to back out again. And she says that she regrets going on the trip with Rob because she had really been looking forward to it and she wishes she had just gone alone. And I'm like, damn.
Well,
I told you so, but
yeah, I think that it's a trip that she should have gone on alone. That was her initial plan. The type of trip, obviously you want to go with a significant other, but it's like in her head, it was for that reason to be alone, whatever. But this was so toxic, I think, just because of the environment they were in. And it wasn't like real life dating. I like equivalent it to like me and my freshman year boyfriend in college where it wasn't dating.
Right.
You just went to each other's dorm rooms. Like, hello, what is that? And so that's literally, So basically, guys, I am one step closer to being a stew. Like, I wait, also, well,
the thing is, like, I feel like when you think about a trip like that for a long time, I don't think it's, like, obvious. Like, to me, if I plan on going on a trip by myself, that's because I want to do that, not because I'm, like, so lonely and can't find anyone to go with me. So, correct. Like, you should just stick to that. And the fact that they had already had so many issues, it's like, girl, that vacation is not going to go well with him. Like,
and I was just so disappointed, and it sucks because he probably feels that way right now, too. But, like, when he made that power move to go into that engineer's room and be like, I'm doing the crossing, and then he made that decision, like, I was so upset that he brought that back and then decided to go. I was like, come on, dude, you almost had it. Like, you were doing what was best for you. But really quick also, because I know we talked about yesterday, Bronwyn. In Bronwyn's post, in her caption, she said she wants to thank Captain Sandy for helping her through this. And I was like, oh my God, that's right. Like, Captain Sandy's sober for many, 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 many years also. But I was like, oh my God, full circle, talking about Below Deck today. Like, that's such a beautiful thing.
It's a nice little connection. Obviously, like, these people are all on their shows, and some of them have friendships and have met each other at events and stuff, but it's nice when they can actually
form friendships
and actually, like, use those people for support, because, you know, it's tough. I'm sure, like, not only is, you know, getting sober and staying sober such a tough thing, but with the added layer of being on a TV show and, you know, doing reality TV, that's something that not that many people can understand. So it probably is really helpful for Bronwyn to have somebody who's been doing it for a few years now kind of help her out.
Speaking of Captain Sandy, though, too, we saw for the first time a little award ceremony, which I thought was so cute. And I was like, where did you print those certificates?
I know. It was funny. She used the, like, wind scale of, like, though it was kind of cheesy, but
I was,
you know,
so lost at that. I was like, are these good scores or not?
I think the whole thing was that she figured out how to make every scale good, every score good. She was like, 10, strong Gale, you are confident and you know what you like.
Okay.
0. No,
that
no
makes
wind.
Sense.
You are easy to work with. Like, I feel like she kind of just, I feel like the producers probably told her to do that. They're like, okay, we'd love, like, a little award thing, but, like, put, like, a yachting spin on it.
It was so funny, but I was like, are one of them, like, gonna be, they're like, it's so fake, too. You can be like Malia, obviously, great leader. It's like, Tom, you made the crew dinner every night.
Oh my God. Also, like, yeah, it's funny. Sandy seemed very positive at the end of the season. She was like, it was a challenging season, but overall she basically had nice things to say about everyone. There wasn't really any tension with the crew this episode, but it's funny because it's like, Tom was only here for like 3 weeks and most of it was kind of a nightmare. Like, it's funny that all of a sudden you're like, you know, you're a hard worker and blah, 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 blah. It's like, you don't have to sing his praises that much. It's okay. We all saw.
Yeah, we know what it's like. And also, like, he did forget to cook for once or twice, I think, but whatever.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com. honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, here's something I wanted to mention about Malia, because we talked a lot of shit about her this season. And when they went to the club in this week and they came on their way home, this is something I noticed. Malia like pulled Rob to the side and I was like, oh, here she goes again, like just talking shit. But she was like giving him advice and kind of like helping him out. And I was like, if only she did this every time she, quote unquote, ratted on someone this season. You know what I mean? Like if only she spun it and tried to like help the person. I don't know if you felt that way, but I was like, she has that potential. Like she,
yeah,
she was made to look like not a nice person or a bad friend this whole season when she could have just like, I don't know, changed her words or changed her vibe and made it not look like she was trying to get people in trouble. When I was like, wow, she's like trying to help Rob out tonight. Like that's so sweet. Who knew that like existed?
Yeah. I feel like she's kind of selective about like when she helps people out and like sticks up for people, which whatever, I guess I am too. Like, if I don't care for someone that much, I'm not necessarily going to go out of my way to like help them.
Yeah. I mean, I guess everyone is like that. Like, honestly, yesterday I saw some woman struggling carrying bags and I always help someone if I see them. So I'm just like a stellar person. And I was like, I'm not wearing a mask and I'm on the phone right now. So she's almost at her door. I will let her continue the journey on her own.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's a pandemic. If I'm not wearing a mask, I'm not going to, I feel like it's more rude to go up and get in someone's face than it is to just let them carry the bags.
Yeah. So like the thought was there, but I just didn't follow through.
Yeah. Sometimes it's the thought that counts. Okay. So one other thing I thought was interesting about Watch What Happens Live is that Bugsy actually said she regretted keeping Alex in the friend zone for so long, which I was surprised by, just because it always seemed like Bugsy was so kind of like unbothered by how into her Alex was. And so I thought she kind of would have been like, eh, whatever, like he's cute, but like I wasn't looking for anything. But she actually is like, yeah, I should have given him more of a real chance. And I don't know, like I kind of like them together. I just really like Alex. Like I think Alex is very cute.
I think that her looking back at the season, she was probably like, oh my God, why didn't I just like pursue this? I think because Bugsy takes her job very seriously and she was one of those that didn't want this relationship affecting her job. And you know what? Yeah. Good for her. Some people really can't handle it, Jess. And so I think now she was like, what was I doing? Like I clearly could have handled being chief stew while hooking up with someone. Like that's not that crazy.
Yeah.
They also made out twice. Like
we've never seen Bugsy in like a relationship on the boat. Like we've seen, like obviously she and Alex were like flirty. They made out a couple times. But a lot of the time when you cross that threshold from like hooking up a little bit, flirting, whatever, to like we're sleeping in each other's cabins and we're like in a relationship on the boat, I feel like things can go south really quickly. So it's hard to say how Bugsy would have kind of behaved in that situation.
Her tablescapes would have taken a turn for the worse. And God,
she like wouldn't have been able to like align the crystals or like put the diamonds in the bowl or
you know what whatever. I did love though, because I love Bugsy's like outlook, and she was like, Andy asked her about like her bobby pins and like if she got that from like Dorit, like where is that? Where did you influence or whatever? Where'd you get that? And she was like, Bugsy. She like was not fazed. She was like, this is my style. I am who
she's
I am. Like
100% Bugsy Drake.
She like was not fazed. She was like, no, I don't like do well, that.
For that her. Was funny because that was right after Andy had commented on her haircut and said that she looked like Caroline Stanbury, which I said in an Instagram story like the day she posted that haircut. So thanks for the creds, Andy. But she was like, no, to be honest, I didn't know who that was, like whatever. And she didn't even say, like, oh, she's so pretty, though. She just was like, I didn't know who that was. And then he asked about Dorit, and it's like, I'm not sure Bugsy knows who Dorit is either. Like, I don't think Bugsy is, like, watching all the Bravo shows.
This girl home. Lives on a boat. Like, she lives on a boat. She's not,
she lives on a boat in, like, South Africa. She's not, like, watching Ladies of London.
That's so true. What else do we want to pinpoint anything?
I do feel like I'll be interested to see toward the end of the reunion if we get kind of any inkling of whether Bugsy will be back next season. Because at this point, we know that Aisha is not going to come back. She's talked a lot about how she's done with yachting. Obviously, Hannah's not coming back. I kind of can't imagine them bringing Jess back just because I feel like I just don't see her. I mean, like, whatever,
no.
Who knows?
Yeah, no.
But so it's like, then Bugsy is kind of the one person where I'm like, I don't think there's any reason for them not to bring her back, but also I don't think she's, like, a superstar that has to be on the next season.
Well, here's the thing. I know I said no, but Jess might actually be nice to have back next season because we only saw her with Rob. Like, we didn't
see
her not with, like, a hot guy that she, like, fell in love with. And you know what? We do see people change, like, afterwards, and they're like, what the hell was I thinking? So, like, maybe she, it would be, like, better to see her in another season and, like, the real her. But all the other people were like, yeah, no, I'm done, like, specifically Aisha. Bugsy mentioned she was, like, not done with yachting. Obviously, that doesn't have anything to do with her being on the show. Like, yeah, you're not done with yachting, but are you done with Below Deck on Bravo television?
Oh, Bugsy posts her tablescapes on Instagram, like, twice a week. Like, she is very much still in yachting.
And she definitely has, like, a rewards card from, like, Michaels. And, like, they're like,
oh, yeah.
Back for she's, more, like, crystals.
She's like, I've got to get my Hobby Lobby points. Like, I get a free like package of like
gems,
chandelier crystals every time I spend $50 or something at Hobby Lobby.
Honestly,
it's a lot. Her aesthetic is not my aesthetic, but I respect her dedication to that aesthetic, and clearly it's worked for her.
It's very like cruise. And this is yachting. And I can't imagine like me or my family walking into like Thanksgiving or something and having like one of those as a tablescape. But
they're very like theme
casino night. Obviously we're not having a casino night at home, you know, but she pours her heart and soul into it. And I love her detail. And I don't know. I do want to see her because I think she's like, we need that. We need that like stability. Yeah, we have people that fuck around, whatever, but she's like really good at her job. I also think Aisha's really good at her job because she's very good with the guests and like,
yeah. I also think I have a feeling like Bravo maybe would like to not have to find another new Chief Stew because obviously like they just had to replace Kate Chastain. Jury is still out on how we're going to like her replacement. We'll see in a few weeks. And, you know, they just lost Hannah, who has been on the show since the beginning. And so, you know, maybe if Bugsy really wants to come back, that'll just be easier for them. And they're like, okay, thank God we don't have to, like, start from scratch. Because I do think the Chief Stew is really important to, like, the whole kind of fabric of the...
Yeah, there's a huge part of me that thinks Kate's not 100% done. Like, I just don't.
With Below Deck?
I just don't think so. I just don't.
I think she could be a charter guest.
If Kate Chastain came back as a charter guest, she would be like a fucking drill sergeant. She would be on them like, and then purposely be like, can I get an olive? Can I get a de-pitted olive? Do you have any kumquats? Can you peel the kumquat for me?
That would be a dream. She would be like asking for like four different kinds of espresso martini. And like, that would be Bravo. What if we just had the cast of Bravo's chat room? What's it called? The show with Kate and Hannah and Portia. Let's just have them be a charter.
Okay. I mean, if that were the case, then I think the two of us should join them. Like, I don't think that it should just be the four of them. I think it should be the six of us.
Well, obviously.
Okay, guys, we have a new...
I have, okay, we have to go. We have to go because I have some emails to send. I need to reach out to all the correct people right away.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, would you rather go on Below Deck Med or regular Below Deck though, like as a charter guest?
Below Deck Med. Of course I'm no stranger to the Caribbean. That sounded so obnoxious. I love the Caribbean, but like if you're gonna go on a yacht, like I'm gonna go.
Of course. Sorry. I'm no stranger to the Caribbean.
But like if you're gonna go on a yacht and like a vacation like that, like it's gotta be the Mediterranean.
Yeah, I'd rather go to Capri for a few days than like
Antigua. Okay, you literally just said that like Moira Rose. Capri. That's exactly how she says it in Schitt's Creek. Capri. That's
pronounced.
But like, come on.
Capri. Come
on. Capri.
Okay, let's just finish it off. Who is your number one Bravoleb in the crew for the season of Below Deck Med?
Oh my God. Out of all of them, I think this is like, might be the hardest. I'm not even, you know who I'm going to give it to? Do you know who I'm going to give it to?
Kiko?
No, absolutely not. Okay. I am giving my Bravoleb to the producers of this show for the hard work they did of completely cutting out a character that you guys probably forgot he was on the show.
Yes.
And that is Pete. And part of me feels bad. It's kind of like sad because all the scenes he is in, he looks like a sad puppy. Like on the show, he doesn't know that this happened. And you know what I mean? Like on the show while filming, he doesn't know that he's going to be cut out. So it's like, that is his normal personality.
I will say though, one thing I thought about this morning when we were getting ready to record is that the last few seasons of Below Deck shows have had this like toxic male energy. And at the beginning of the season, it kind of felt like Pete was going to be that. And I don't know what ended up happening with all of that, but because they edited him out so completely, we really didn't have any of the like toxic masculinity bullshit after maybe episode like 2 or 3 when Malia kind of
and that was
laid down the
me.
Law.
That was enough.
Yeah,
was
so So, I mean, I don't know what was left in the editing room, but either way, it's nice that we didn't have to deal with that kind of vibe for the season. Because, I mean, it's interesting sometimes, but it's frustrating when it seems like every season of a Below Deck show is just dumb dudes, like, being assholes.
I mean, don't give all the credit to dudes. Like, girls are assholes, too.
Yes, but when it's, like, the men being assholes to the women on the boat, mm-hmm. like, that's not... It's not just, like, people are rude. It's, like, no, the last season of Below Deck was rough.
Who was it again? I don't even remember.
It was... What are their names? It was Ashton and Brian and Tanner and mm-hmm. Kevin, mm-hmm. the chef. I hate that I know that I just like conjured up all those names in my brain. I'm going to give my number one Bravo Lab to Hannah Farrier. I will always love Chief Stew Hannah. She actually has commented on a couple of our Instagram posts about Real Housewives of Potomac this week, which makes me very excited that she is a dedicated Potomac viewer. She was as shocked as we were by that footage of Michael Darby grabbing an ass from season one.
I watched, so can we talk about that for a second? I watched that for like 6 times. I was like, dude,
oh, this at least.
Is wild. He has a thing. He's like a butt pincher. Michael the butt pincher.
It's like, it's crazy because it's not funny, but it's like so ridiculous, but also it's like, that's also like sexual assault to like touch someone in a way that they clearly were not okay with.
Also, the way that cameraman jumped was like, yes. as if Michael Darby went in, like that was more than a little bit of a poke. That was like a holy crap, didn't see that one coming.
I'm curious to see if that comes up at the reunion this season because yeah, it's an interesting revelation that's been hiding in plain sight this whole time. This has been so fun. I have loved this season of Below Deck Med. I'll be interesting to see what happens at the reunion next week. Until then, don't forget to shop our Bravo collection at shopbetches.com. Rate, review, subscribe, and follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches.
Every time we say that, I also want to be like, and swipe up. But like, there's literally nothing to swipe up to because...
Feel free to swipe up on your screen, but it might not do anything.
Yeah, and have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.